Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
That thing will lift up off of you. And what the enemy meant for evil, God will turn it around for good. Do you realize how close the angels are to you to war for you? Not just to keep the devil from killing you, but keep oppression off of you. Keep falsehood from coming to you. Lead and guide you into all truth. Protect you from evil. Amen. They're close to you. They encamp round about you. They live with you. You're not alone. Ever. And you'll meet those fellas on the other side that were assigned to you. Tell you, yeah, Rob, you was a tough customer. But we got you here. Rob is cool. So, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 2. Isaiah 40 and verse 2. Somebody say, my appointed time.
My appointed time.
See what's involved or what's included in your appointed time, God's taking you higher. It's not the run-of-the-mill. And you can't even say it that way, really. It takes from it. It's not just, let me just say it for no better way to say it. It's not just your average blessing. I'm telling you, the Lord is up to something in this season that if you will believe, this season is different from seasons ago. As long as the earth remains, there'll be seed time and harvest, summer, winter, cold, and heat. There's always seasons, but this season is different. And it so much has to pertain to your destiny and fulfillment. Dreams. Amen. Dreams coming into manifestation. Remember Joseph dreamed. And he went through a bunch of cycles and seasons where he was almost hopeless at one point. Amen. Until he utterly humbled himself. Yes. But then came the season of his appointment. Yes. And it happened so quickly, they had to race him down in the dungeon and shave him and throw another garment on him and rush him up before Pharaoh. That's how quickly it happened. Wasn't any mitigation. He didn't go before some counselor. He went straight from the dungeon, straight from the jail to stand before Pharaoh. Amen. Come on, when your time comes, I don't care. It's called the Kairos. When your time comes, ain't going to be no delays. Ain't going to be no distractions. Ain't going to be nobody standing in your way saying, well, I don't know. Look, get out the way. I'm coming on through. It's my turn now. It's my time now. God said that you better get out the way. Amen. They better let go of your blessing. They better let go of your increase. They better let go of everything God promised you. They're going to have to. They don't have no choice. Joseph went through it all. But that was the process for God preparing him to have a capacity to forgive his brothers. And again, I always encourage people, go back and look at that history. Get you some books and read the history of what he did. Those granaries and what Joseph did was incredible. It wasn't no little, you know, little fence with some grain in it and a few hogs over there. No, this thing, he fed the world. And what they did with these, you in Egypt, they still have the granaries that some of the granaries were bigger than this room, and deep as this room too. Yeah. That was just one of many, many all over Egypt, full of grain. pillars. I mean, it was magnificent stuff. It wasn't no little, you know, piddly. Joseph was a prince, prime minister, second in command. His kairos had come. His dream came to pass. Everything that God promised at the appointed time. Listen, God's dealing with some pharaohs right now. I said, God is dealing with some pharaohs right now. They're going to have some dreams that can't nobody interpret. Let me say it that way. Except you. They're going to have some positions can't nobody feel except you. Because they ain't going to feel right about it. And there may be a butler that's been withholding information. And you mad. But at the appointed time, amen, that butler's going to tell the Pharaoh, "Oh, Pharaoh, forgive me. There is a Hebrew down in the dungeon. He did this and he did that. And I'm sure he can. Go get him." Come on, tell somebody, your Kairos, your time of favor is here. Believe it. Tell somebody, time for healings of bodies, of relationships, of marriages, of minds, of cities, of churches, of nations. God's going to heal. I said, God's going to heal. It's a package deal. You believe. So in Isaiah chapter 40, verse number 2, did we did that already? We didn't do that. Okay. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 2. Isaiah, hearing from the Lord, he says, "Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she has received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins." 2022 is a year of doubles. Amen. Amen. God's going to judge the sins of this world, the fraud, the lies, doubly. But he's also going to bless his people with a double portion. 22. A double portion. Two has to do or pertains to the word of God, the second person of the triune God, the word of God. A double portion of God's word. It's the word that causes us to prosper. Amen. So Psalm 31:15. Did I read that already? Psalm 31:15. "My times are in my hand." Okay. Just say anything, right? It don't matter. Amen. Read along with me, everyone. "My times are in my hand. Now, who's right, me or the Bible? The Bible. Y'all didn't have no response at first. That must be in the original translation. No. Come on. Look at somebody. Come on, man. Yeah. "My times are in thy hand." Not my hand, your hand. "It is not in man to know his way." You don't know your way. A man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directs his steps.
Amen.
You can have many devices. You can, you know, determine and plan. That's important. But when God directs your step, it may not always be according to your plan. Because your times are in his hand. And he knows a whole lot better than you know. That verse in Ecclesiastes that I wanted to touch on that says that he has put the world, get it, Ecclesiastes 3:11. Let me. I don't think I emphasized that. Y'all distracted me. He has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God makes from the beginning to the end. When I was studying that, Holy Spirit, I believe, spoke to my heart, because I've studied this before, but one facet or aspect of that is that God has set the world in the heart of men, or he's put us in a place of being finite. You know, you can't even see down in the Port St. Anybody can see the Port St. Lucie from here? You can just see so far. Everything about us is finite. You can only hear so far, see so far. It's finite. God said he put the world in our heart that we wouldn't know the end from the beginning. But the wonderful thing is Holy Spirit's in there now. Amen. The creator. Amen. The beginning and the end. He's inside. So there's someone we listen to so that we know better than the world knows. That's what I'm saying. That's why we can determine, we can know the time of our migration. Not just from here or listening to the news or the weather reports, but listening to Holy Spirit. He may tell you sometime at an inopportune time. We've all experienced that. Where you felt an unction. It may not have been a voice telling you to get up and go or do, but you just felt an unction to do something, and you got up and you went and did it, and boom, you ran into someone or you saw something that pertained to destiny. Amen. And had you not moved on that unction, you would have missed it. That's often our Holy Spirit leading and guiding you into those things that pertain to your destiny. So he's put finite in man. Man is a spirit having a human experience. The world gets it backwards. They think that everything is here. If we have hope only in this life, then we are of all men most miserable. That's the scripture. We are of all men most miserable. If you have no hope of life after this life, you are of all men most miserable. That's why, if that's you, that's why it's hard to keep a level of joy for any length of time. That's why it's so hard to be at peace. That's why many that are even saved, because their eyes are in the world and locked into the world and locked onto the things of the world and in the finite, that they have no real lasting peace. There's anxiety. There are issues all the time.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hello, this is Pastor Jay from the Kingdom Plan Radio Show. Listen daily, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. as we discuss a multitude of topics regarding obedient financial stewardship, to include investing, financial planning, and charitable giving. I look forward to sharing information and guidance regarding the most discussed subject in Scripture.
Some say, don't give up, and hope that your good is good enough. Head down, keep on working. If you can earn it, you deserve it. Yeah. Some say push on through. After all, it's the least.